your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome to Alchemy. I'm here today with Corey Rothschild. Corey is the SVP of Brand Marketing at Cresco Labs. Corey, pleasure to have you on the show.
It's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited because I've also gone from the traditional brand world to the cannabis world.
Yes.
As of today.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to this crazy world.
It's awesome. It's been a very welcoming world, I'll tell you that. It's been fun. I thought, a great way to, kick off the show is, for one, just talking a little bit about, forget about cannabis for a second, but just kind of going back into your world. You came from Gatorade to PepsiCo, and, you were a brand director over there. And I'd just love for you to kind of kick things off and talk to us a little bit about what you were involved in and what was it that made you decide to move into the cannabis world? Because it's a big move.
Absolutely. Before coming to Cresco Labs, I had the privilege to help lead the Gatorade brand. And so in my last role, that was overseeing, the communication, the media, all of the consumer touch points that were heading into the world. And to do that on a brand that you really feel like is part of every athlete, not just the elite, but every single person, is what got me up every day. I mean, to get to do marketing at the pinnacle at a brand like Gatorade that has not only such an extensive share of its category, but that is in the hearts and minds of so many people who are inspired to do something with their body as an athlete that they've never necessarily done before, was fantastic. And so I never expected many years ago that I'd be in cannabis, but when I started to think about what would be next a couple of years ago, there were things about this industry that I think were undeniable. And so I think everybody understands, obviously, the trajectory of what we're all experiencing in the cannabis industry. But just from a magnitude standpoint, when you look at the sheer number of occasions, from medical to recreational to this sort of blurry wellness space in between, and you look at just the number of people, from adults to elderly, men, women, of so many different backgrounds, it is going to be such a massive category. And so to be a part of something that's growing so quickly, and not just growing, but will become a mainstay in American lives, is incredibly attractive and just something that I wanted to be a part of. I think what is particularly exciting about this time in the industry is it's not just that it's growing, but fundamentally the things that will define whether or not a cannabis company is successful, or how this industry really grows up and becomes a professional version of its old self, will be a function of its brands. Brands that define and help people navigate the category, that help people understand how to safely use products, but also just how to trust and have a good experience. And so it's not just like a great industry, but it's a great moment to be a marketer who wants to build brands that will change the lives of people around the country and eventually, hopefully, around the world. And then I think, all that rolls up into just this impact that you feel like you're having, whether it's helping someone who's in severe pain or even someone sleep a little bit better, all the way to enjoy the end of the day, focus, have more creativity, have more energy. You really do feel like if you do it right, you're impacting people's lives really significantly.
Sure. So, I'm just curious, as far as you've been in this industry now for what, 2 years or so?
About a year and a half. I feel like I've been doing it for 5 years.
Exactly. So a year and a half into this, and I feel like you were kind of one of the first movers from the brand world, and I've seen this kind of trajectory where it's like really focused on the traditional CPGs, has an opportunity to move into cannabis, and it's this kind of like new world opens up that was like, wow, there's so much opportunity. So I'm just curious for you, now that you've been in it and you've entered it and you've met a lot of brands and a lot of people and you've marketed, obviously I'd love to talk to you a little bit as we go in on some of the challenges of marketing, but how has that impacted your outlook, at least on your career now? Like, as you kind of look into the future, is this an industry that you're like, wow, this is I want to be here for a long time?
Yeah, no, it It's a great question, and I don't necessarily have a perfect answer. You know, I think I have always thought of my career as a marathon. And what I mean by that is starting from when I'm in my 20s to when I eventually retire in my, you know, at my age, you know, in my 70s, there's a whole series of things that I'm going to do. And I don't even know what most of those are yet. And I think the way I've always thought about my life is, you know, there are certainly long-term indicators of success, whether those are fame or power or money or these things, but being able to have sort of that demonstrated impact in the short run and knowing that you're changing a piece of the world is what I've always been focused on. And so when I looked at cannabis, there's a lot of stigma that it will shift and has shifted. There's a lot of challenges, but there's no question that this industry is going to be built into something amazing. And at the end of the day, I think the one thing I knew when I was considering the opportunity with Cresco Labs is that I would regret not doing it, because there's only once or twice in a lifetime where you have the chance to build a brand, or in my case, 8 brands, a company and an industry simultaneously. And so, I mean, now fast forward to, I think I've hired, or our team has hired 40 or so marketers. And so, you know, meeting people, there is a thing, a spark that people have. And you have to have it, because it's difficult, it's hard, it is uncharted territory. But if you have that knack for really changing the way people live their lives, and having that personal relationship to how cannabis has fundamentally changed the way someone can actually live on a day-to-day basis, it's hard to say no to it. So I've learned to not overplan. Just like I didn't know I'd be here 5 years ago, I don't really know where I'll be 5 years from now. But in some ways, that there's a relief of not feeling like you're defined by the future, and really can focus on building the best company and industry today.
Totally. So let's talk a little bit about Cresco Labs. You know, I've taken a look at you guys. When I think of the brand, or brands for that matter, I'm thinking like really high quality, really beautiful packaging. You know, I'm curious from you, like, why is brand so important? Not only when it comes to Cresco Labs, but also when it comes to cannabis.
Yeah. Well, one, thank you for even saying that. I mean, we're certainly trying to lead the industry in the way we build brands. You know, as I said before, there's such a wide array of occasions and audiences that cannabis can support. I mean, truly, there's demonstrated benefits across the range, from places that pharmaceuticals currently play, to obviously places where alcohol plays, and so many places in between. And so when you have that many occasions and audiences, you need brands to help people navigate. And so just as, you know, at my old employer who owns Frito-Lay, you walk down the chip aisle, the majority of those brands are made by PepsiCo, and the majority of those brands are using pretty much the same ingredients: wheat, corn, salt, flavorings. But the need for brands to deviate and to navigate between, you know, the Stacy's pita chips and the Doritos of the world, the same is true here in cannabis. And so the more we build brands, the more it limits the amount of education of a consumer knowing exactly every single little ingredient and having to be an ultimate expert of the category, and just feeling comfortable that that brand will give them the experience and outcome that they deserve. And so being able to do that, and do it consistently, which is critical to really building a brand, obviously will help us not only build consumer trust and love in these specific products, but ideally help us scale those products to as many people as we can to help.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, actually marketing the product. So When you're marketing, like, what are some of the challenges that, you know, obviously in the cannabis space, and I think if there's a lot of cannabis brands that are tuning in right now, they have their own set of challenges. But For you guys, you know, how do you make sure that you are kind of keeping compliant with all of the regulations?
Sure. So I would say from a compliance standpoint, I mean, we have a humongous, I don't know how else to say it, legal and compliance team who is always keeping us in line and in accordance to the law. So it's a fundamental belief of Cresco Labs that we should be not only compliant, but hold ourselves to the highest standard in the category. And so obviously we've operationalized that within the company, but some of that comes from also being the first to acknowledge what the right way to do things. So as an example, we're in the process of, you know, codifying our marketing advertising standards, not just for ourselves, but to publish publicly so that we can not only encourage people to hold us accountable as we will hold ourselves, but also to encourage others to act in ways that are responsible. There's no question that this product can help so many people. And just like many categories, there's a lot of watchouts, and there's no reason why we can't proactively self-regulate as an industry and as a company to be ahead of it. I mean, as we said, like, this is going to be a giant normalized industry 10 years from now. And I think a lot of the things that we have the ability to do is determine how healthy, how appropriate, how professional that industry is. And so it's just fun to be in one of the handful of companies that has the scale to really drive those changes and to do our best to be a leader.
Sure. What do you think about, you know, as we're talking about maturity and, you know, the cannabis world really, you know, turning into a fully fledged marketing engine, kind of just like we've seen in the alcohol industry too?
Yeah.
What do you think will define the future of cannabis marketing?
Yeah, so I think that's a good question. I mean, one of the things we're focused on as a company is we believe that there needs to be, as there are in every other industry, scaled brands that exist across the country. And that's important for a lot of reasons. From a consumer standpoint, that's important because you start to actually have the same brands and products show up in many, many places, which not only drives stronger brand, but it also drives trust and consistency and experience. So in the case of Cresco Labs, with a footprint of 11 states, we want to make sure that no matter if you're in Boston or Philadelphia or Chicago or Los Angeles, or soon to be Las Vegas, that you can actually experience the exact same brands and you can actually have the experience that you know you deserve and have had so many times before. So that scale is really important to making sure that we create an industry that everyone loves. To achieve that, there are a lot of the same tried and true approaches that apply to consumer products goods. You know, we're trying to build distinctive brands that each have their own identities and each address consumer occasions the best. And so, you know, whether that is building iconic visual systems, systems that are repeatable, that are consistent, so that when you see that Nike logo, when you see the Starbucks mermaid, you've been conditioned to understand the visual ecosystem and the language that's consistent with those brands. The same is true as we build brands in cannabis. Standing for something specific in what we mean in consumers' lives, and certainly existing in as many places as possible so that we drive that awareness. And then a lot of the ways we actually think about running our business parallel the CPG industry. You know, first and foremost, we're focused right now on distribution, trying to, you know, drive the availability of our products across so many places, but also eventually driving, you know, trial and consistent velocity with our consumers and activating in ways that make us not only the best wholesale partner, but the best consumer brand.
Awesome. So as far as, you know, your customers out there, you guys have been doing this and people are starting to really see Cresco Labs as, you know, a nice portfolio of different brands. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that people have, you know, they come back to you for?
It's a great question. And I think it really depends on the given brand. So as an example, we have a brand called Remedy. Remedy is a great example. Remedy is one of our medical brands. And really, when you think about Remedy, Remedy is a brand for someone who has an existing condition, usually pain, maybe sleep or anxiety issues, and they're looking to get relief from that condition. They're not necessarily looking to get high or to experience the sort of psychoactive elements of cannabis, but they've heard that cannabis can help you with knee pain or back pain or sleep that gets you through the night. And so what we've been able to do early on in the industry is design a brand that's fully in service of those needs. So what does that mean? It doesn't come in joints. It doesn't come in concentrates or high dose forms. It comes in liquid gels, comes in lotions and tinctures. things that are not only reminiscent of medical products that we use in the rest of our life, but are also the types of forms that would best treat those types of ailments. And we do it in dosing that and in formulations that produce the desirable outcome. So not getting you high the way you would if you were choosing to use cannabis recreationally, but helping you address those specific needs. And then I think trying to use language like, you know, fast acting or long lasting or AM, PM, daily care, things that we all have experienced in the medical category. And so it makes it easier to navigate if you're new to this experience. It feels familiar, but in the same way feels sort of a new option in your medical regime. And so in identifying not only those needs, but actually addressing them as directly and clearly with a specific brand as possible, we've found that we have people coming back on and on again and loving these brands individually. So in a space that's full of kind of one-size-fits-all brands, to have 8 different brands within the portfolio that address all different occasions in the consumer space really lets us address those occasions better.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about tech. So from a marketing perspective, how does technology help with cannabis marketing?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. In some ways, as you think about, there's some sort of pros and cons based on where we're starting as an industry. I think on the advertising standpoint, many people have heard that there's more restrictive advertising in the cannabis space. And so that does limit some of the ways in which you're able to target and really reach consumers out in the world. So as an example, right now, we can't do a paid advertising on social networks, which obviously for many brands represents a pretty significant proportion of spend and comes with the benefits of a pretty sophisticated targeting. And yet there are definitely options out in the world that are popping up, and you know it best and are bringing your expertise to the category, where there are ways that there are absolutely legal ways to run digital advertising to consumers. It's just a question of publishers becoming more comfortable, which they have been. And it takes leaders like our businesses to sort of drive those changes. In addition to sort of building the right platforms that allow us to access those consumers in the right way. So I think on the advertising side, there are challenges, but there are major opportunities that parallel the CPG industry just a few years back. From the flip side, I think one of the things that I love about Cresco Labs is while I'm charged with building the PepsiCo of cannabis, my counterpart in a separate division of our company is building, you know, call it the Starbucks of cannabis, a retail chain that will be sort of the future of retail, scaled nationally, just as our brands. And while we sell our brands to all of our wholesale partners, and we always prioritize our wholesale partners first before we sort of honor our retail chain, there's so many insights and data opportunities that come from having a direct relationship to the consumer. And so what's pretty powerful is, you know, whereas at PepsiCo and P&G and ABI and so many other places, you've always been selling through distributors and through, you know, brick and mortar retail, to have a direct to consumer part of our business provides so much data that informs not only our innovation processes, our data targeting opportunities, and ultimately just driving a more consistent relationship with consumers on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, as far as advertising and trends outside of technology, you know, I've seen this across the country, especially in California. You know, I've seen brands like Ease, you know, they've done a ton of out-of-home advertising, huge billboards and like just, you know, everywhere. Like, have you noticed anything as far as like any trending that's very noticeable, at least in the cannabis world, beyond tech?
Sure. So I think there's like some meaningful marketing trends, many of which are driven by consumer trends. So, I mean, on the consumer side, part of what has driven our approach to a wide portfolio is you are seeing a dramatic increase in older consumers. You're seeing a dramatic increase in social occasions, you know, an increase in lower doses and the use of CBD. And that all indicates a move towards a wider population of people not only being accepting of cannabis in the US, but actually more frequent consumers of the product. And so as you build sort of this broader group of people who have an interest and who are coming into the category, there are definitely marketing innovations that are happening across the board. You know, to your point around billboards, I think early in the industry, we saw a drive to build brands as quickly as possible in sort of the arms race of cannabis. And many of those happened through consumer forward tactics like billboards and out of home. But what you found was, first and foremost, the in-store experience, which is really where you win and lose awareness, trial, and repeat, and where you build a consistent relationship with your wholesale partners that drive a business, we're underinvested in. And so while billboards are a bit flashier, they're easier to see on a day-to-day basis, and we certainly are doing plenty of billboard marketing and other consumer marketing tactics, you definitely see a reset to a focus on driving the relationship in store. And whether that's through display and merchandising solutions, whether that's through programming, we now do seasonal programming attached to major tentpole moments and holidays in store to keep our brands relevant at the times that are most relevant for consumers in each of those brand categories. It's a really critical part of the business. And so I've seen a reinvestment by so many of the smart cannabis brands into making sure they win at the shelf. At the broader consumer level, there's definitely innovation happening in advertising, and we're trying to drive that certainly. And so there's a number of publishers that are able to do cannabis advertising, but just haven't yet. And so our question is always, how do we work together to responsibly, with beautiful, normalized advertising, create programming so that we can reach consumers in all the ways that other CPG brands do, and do it in ways that have never been done before. And so whether that's, you know, we're partnering with Condé Nast and Penske, or constantly driving conversation with other premier publishers, it's an opportunity for all of us to work together to build the responsible version of cannabis for the future.
This is great. So Corey, as part of the show, we always do a little bit about business in the beginning, and then we do a quick rapid fire lightning round. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Favorite cannabis or CBD product?
Edibles. I think they have the most dramatic opportunity to not only change from what they are today, but become something that is familiar, safe, and easy to use for the future.
What's the one thing that you're most afraid of?
Cannabis space. A bad actor doing unprofessional work that threatens the industry as a whole.
Okay. And what's the one thing you're afraid of in life?
I don't know, maybe buried alive.
How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
20 minutes.
What new technology will transform the future?
The integration of cannabis devices with broader technology like phones and Apple Watches.
What supply in your house is running low?
Food in general. It's Friday.
What is the most delightful word you could think of?
Gracious.
If you were stranded on a tropical island, what two things would you bring with you?
Oh, man. I guess I would probably drink. I mean, ideally, I'd bring my wife. I would bring probably a swimming suit and a pair of flip-flops.
Okay, interesting. I know not to be caught on an island with you.
Yeah, exactly.
One word to describe yourself.
Kind.
Okay. And then last question, if you could swim in any liquid, what would it be?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Any liquid? I don't know. I mean, I'd probably just stick with water. I don't know. What was yours?
Well, you know, I do different questions. Every show is different. And I was thinking this one, because I was just like you, I didn't even think about these. I was just kind of coming up with ones. I kind of think it might be fun to swim in Jell-O.
Oh, I feel like you'd get stuck so easily.
Would you?
Something that slows everything down. I get that.
I feel like being in a giant like pool of Jell-O would be fun. Like, where you kind of, I feel like you probably could float on.
Maybe.
It, no?
We're getting awfully close to buried alive.
Right. It's probably one that you should avoid. Well, listen, Corey, this was great. Lots of really great insight as far as Cresco Labs and, you know, super excited to talk to you about the transition, because I'm now going through what you went through a year and a half ago. And it's great to hear more about some of the things that you're working on the brand world. And also, you know, finding out that you don't want to be buried alive is a great thing to know as well.
We're thrilled to have you and everybody joining the industry. It's going to take it takes so many great people coming from such great backgrounds to really make a difference, but it has tremendous potential.
Awesome. Well, Corey, thanks again for coming on and really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.